Joining us this morning for a legislative update, your 12th District State Senator Brad Hawkins. Good morning, Senator.
Hey, good morning, Jeff. Thanks for having me on. It's been great to be on with the KOCI listeners all session, and I'm sure we might have a couple more for this session, but since things are winding down, I wanted to make sure to tell you thank you.
Well, we appreciate that. Now, as you mentioned, we are winding things down. What do we have, about a week to go here?
Yeah, just about a week, technically probably 9 days, because the 60-day legislative session ends on March 10th, and we kind of roll right through the weekends, especially at this point. But normally, you know, the budgets all need to be kind of finalized, and there's kind of some interesting dynamics with each of the budgets, but normally they need to be finalized actually a few days before and agreed upon, because then the budgets as separate bills need to be written up and then posted so that the public would have access to the budget for at least a 24-hour period. And then there's the debates on the budget bills and amendments. And so normally we're, you know, even though we're 9 days out, I'd say we're probably about 5 days out from trying to get final agreements on all the budgets.
And in these final weeks, what are some of the things that you're really feeling a push to the finish line?
Well, it's really interesting this year because the budgets are sort of intertwined. So we have three budgets in the state: the operating budget, the transportation budget, and the capital budget. And normally we advance those separately and they sort of stand alone on their own merits. But in this case this year, the state operating budget revenues are significantly up, even despite the pandemic. So that's good news for our state. And one of the provisions in the operating budget proposal is to transfer $2 billion out of the $65 billion, for example, to transfer $2 billion from the operating budget to the transportation budget to fund this transportation package known as Move Ahead Washington. But then Move Ahead Washington has run into a bit of a snag, that's putting it lightly, because they have part of their revenue package includes a tax on exported fuel that's refined in the state of Washington but exported outside the state of Washington. And some of the neighboring states, in particular Alaska, Oregon, and Idaho, have blasted Governor Inslee and House and Senate Democrats for this provision of the proposal because it would increase gas tax. It would have the effect of increasing fuel on these neighboring states. And so then the House Democrat who's leading the transportation issue over there said, well, we weren't going to propose doing that in the House, but what we're going to do is utilize $100 million out of the public works account for the next 15 years to make up for the difference. Well, then that cuts out a lot of important infrastructure projects throughout the state of Washington over the next 15 years. So it's just kind of really interesting, Jeff, like how these things are sort of tied together, even though they're separate budgets. Mm-hmm. And I'm not exactly sure how it's going to all be resolved over the next week or so, but it will need to be resolved or else something's not going to advance, like the transportation investment package that they all want to advance, or we're going to need to go a few days extra. I'm not exactly sure how it's all going to be resolved.
Now, at last conversation, I do believe we discussed the project that you're proposing for Leavenworth, the pedestrian underpass or tunnel, yeah, if you will. Did you get that through?
Yeah, I'm really excited. So we were able to successfully include that in the Senate-passed Move Ahead Washington package. What that is a pedestrian undercrossing, and right there at in downtown Leavenworth, between, if listeners know where the Cashmere Valley Bank is and the U.S. Forest Service buildings, there's a current parking lot park and ride there, and then the undercrossing would go directly underneath Highway 2 so that pedestrians could safely access the downtown. And one of the reasons I was able to secure that is because that Move Ahead Washington proposal had a separate collection of projects just for pedestrians and bicycle safety. And so since this undercrossing is a pedestrian project, I was able to kind of still fit that in But what's cool about that particular project is not only is it beneficial for pedestrians, but if we get a lot of these pedestrians, and sometimes hundreds or thousands in downtown Leavenworth, off the sidewalks along Highway 2 and successfully under that undercrossing, then it'll actually have the extra benefit of improving traffic flow through the town of Leavenworth, because drivers won't need to slow down as much for fear of pedestrians crossing the street or just, you know, pedestrians along the sidewalks. So I kind of feel like that project is a two-for-one, and I've been focused a lot on Highway 2 safety and traffic flow improvements this session, so I'm thankful that one at least is moving along. And I'm still trying to get the Confluence Parkway project in the second bridge across the Wenatchee River in Wenatchee funded, and that's about $85 million. So hopefully things can come together in these final days to see some benefit for our area of the state.
And if you are unsuccessful in having that other project over the Wenatchee River completed, will you have to send those federal dollars back if this doesn't get included?
Well, that's a big question, and that is a concern. I think those federal grant dollars, we have a few years on those, but they are time limited. And the overall project itself is a $134 million project, but $49 million was received from the federal government through this grant. So I'd hate to leave $49 million on the table and have to send those dollars back. And that's one of my messaging points as I try to secure any funds for this project in the final years. But also, the ability to get the full funding for the project and sort of coordinate that whole project through the city of Wenatchee and issue one bid for that project, I think could really benefit the taxpayers and create some efficiencies in the construction itself. And I don't want any delays on any of these things, because basically the costs just keep going up and up. So If we can take a step forward on transportation this year for our state, that'd be great. And also, Jeff, the House and Senate Democratic members are touting this transportation package as a statewide system of investments. But the reality is it's mostly mega projects in Western Washington and then some in Spokane. So there's a big donut hole of Central Washington Republican districts that don't have projects. So it's like, well, you can't really tout it as a statewide system of investments if it's truly not statewide.
No doubt about that. As we come to the end of this particular session, and it's been a short one, you all have to pack in an awful lot. How would you rate this session? Do you feel like we made some headway or that it was successful?
Boy, good question, Jeff. I think it's been successful. I feel like I've made some modest gains on the policy bills that I've advanced, but quite honestly, Jeff, I just feel like there's too much of one party control in Olympia. There are expanded majorities of Democratic members in both the House and the Senate, and Governor Inslee's been enjoying his position for many, many years. And there's not a lot of forced give and take and the need for bipartisanship. And I don't want to get too much into all the politics, because my goal is to represent everybody in our district. But I believe the system of checks and balances and give and take and making us one Washington works best if there's a little more balance of power in Olympia. And in my opinion, that's when we really get the negotiated bipartisanship that benefits our state. Right now, for example, like this transportation package, there's too much benefit in Western Washington and not enough benefit in Eastern and Central Washington. And so in that sense, it's not really a successful session. Another example is the state budget right now is $59 billion. And with the extra revenues, the Democratic leaders in the House and Senate are proposing to spend $64, $65 billion. And that budget will have doubled since Governor Inslee took office. So in 2012 to 2013, the state budget was about $31 billion, and now it's going to be $65 billion at the end of the session. So is that a success when you know, we might not be able to sustain this budget in future years during an economic downturn. I mean, so those are kind of the things that go through my mind when you ask a question like that, you know, and mm-hmm. it's hard to answer it quickly, but I hope I did that for you.
The session officially wraps up, as you mentioned, on March 10th. What comes next for a senator when the sessions wrap up?
Well, normally all the legislators try to do post-session events throughout the district, so come to service clubs and analyze the information and kind of describe what occurred during the session. Sometimes the Senate and the Republicans will meet and have post-Senate discussions. But I think a lot of the legislators like to kind of catch their breath a little bit, but then go throughout their district and have post-session follow-ups and then look ahead towards the session. So the next year is going to be a major legislative session. It's the start of a two-year period for the next budget cycle. It's going to be a new legislature. I think the political pendulum is going to swing back a little bit. So pretty much in the fall, I start with my listening tours and I start gearing up again for what's ahead for next year. There's not a lot of rest, and hopefully in between it's not a bad wildfire season, because for me in my district, you know, that usually keeps me particularly busy also.
Yeah, no doubt about that. Senator Brad Hawkins of the 12th District, we thank you for your time this morning. But before you go, I know we've made it no secret here on KOZI that you are indeed an incredible Neil Diamond fan. I'm not certain if you heard about this, Senator, but Neil Diamond is selling the rights to his music. He's cashing in. Any chance that you may be making a bid for the rights to Neil Diamond's music?
Oh, well, actually, you know, since the state revenues are up so much, wouldn't it be appropriate that we just factor that into the state budget? Because wouldn't the state of Washington really benefit from the rights to the Neil Diamond music? I didn't know that, but I wish I could get, like, one song. I was just listening to Neil Diamond just yesterday, too, thinking of you. Boy, isn't he prolific? I mean, he's about 50 years, about 50 years of singing and songwriting. He does it both.
Yes, it's incredible. But that's a great idea. You could get some traction. The state could buy the rights, and it would just be a cash cow for the taxpayers.
Yeah, it would be the gift that keeps on giving, you know. What an investment. I'll work on that budget amendment I have one more week to go.
Absolutely. Hey, sure appreciate your time, Senator. Do appreciate it. Thank you so much.
Yeah, thanks so much, Jeff.
All right, be well.